T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is so nice to be welcomed in.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend, not the whole weekend, but
you
some of it.
We were
giving away Bill Burr tickets. And he's going to be at the Mahalia Jackson Theater on January 9th and 10th. And
so what does that have to do with what you did this weekend?
Well, in a way it does. Listen, because we were going to play a sound clip of Bill Burr. And the game was, when you hear Bill Burr make you laugh, call in and win.
Okay.
The problem with that is, after having watched a lot of what Bill Burr does on YouTube, can't play any of it on the air. Because all you would hear is, what about beep, the beep, beep and the beep with the beep? So I'm just going to tell you when to call it and win.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time. It's like,
you
nope.
You looked. You listened.
Nope,
you watched.
Huh?
You tried.
Not that. Well, let's try this. Nope, not that. Well, surely this one.
At least we didn't have to do a lot of cursing at our televisions or radios with either the Saints or LSU this weekend.
Absolutely not. Let me tell you something. I don't want to hear anything about 46 and a half. I don't hear anything about 9.5. These two games.
Those are the points, respectively, that the Tigers and the Saints are favored by this weekend.
Right. These two games are as important as Alabama was for LSU, as important as Georgia is going to be for LSU in the SEC championship, as important as any playoff game is going to be for the Saints.
You just skipped right over Texas A&M.
Yeah, well. But, Herb Tyler had a good point. He's going to join us earlier. Last year we scored 72 and lost.
Yeah, that was a tough game last year against A&M.
No, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like
five overtimes.
This is the point in the season where you have to take every game very, very, very seriously. And I don't know that one is more important than the other.
Five more wins.
Yep.
And the Tigers are national champs.
Taking a break. Coming back. Well, again, don't let's skip over Arkansas.
You got to check them off. You need
A&M.
All five of them.
That's the point I'm making. Yeah, you're right. But this one coming up is, if you're going to get to that fifth game, this one coming up is no less important than is that
Absolutely.
One. All right, good. We'll be back talking to Mike Dettelia here, WWL. It was a good day yesterday for the New Orleans Saints in the NFL. The frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Mike Dettelia joins us now, NFL and college football analyst. I don't think the tundra of Tampa Bay makes sense. Do you, Mike?
No. You're watching too many of these John Facenda films.
John Facenda. Hey, so, Mike, let me tell you this before we run out of time. Mike and Bobby J are going to be second-guessing tonight over at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. And Rouse's Markets Coaches Show, Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. Say his name for me, Mike. I mispronounce it.
No, Ryan. It's Ryan Nielsen. Ryan Nielsen.
Ryan Nielsen. They got a typo here. All right, of course, Sean Payton's going to be on at 6:30, then Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen, and then Monday Night Football, Chiefs and the Chargers. Mike, you had a good weekend?
Yeah, I sure did.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't have to be a Mike Dettelia, although I wish I were, to tell you that if you have 61 plays and the opposition has 64, and you rush the ball 8 times and throw it 51, you ain't going to win.
No, I preach that every week. Yep. You got to have balance in this league. And the Saints threw it 35 times, ran it 28.
That's pretty close.
Okay, that's what you want.
Yep.
The Bucks, they threw the football 51 times.
That's crazy.
And ran it 8 times. So you're not winning in this league with those type numbers. And when you throw 4 interceptions, that doesn't help either. But that we've gotten accustomed to with Jameis. He is what he is as a quarterback. You're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly with him, and you see it all in one game. In that he's talented. He can throw the football. I mean, he's got some talent there. His judgment of throwing it is always going to be in question. He's going to make some bad throws, and you got to come up with the interception when he gives you those lollipops. And he gave you a few of them yesterday. And the Saints put constant pressure on him yesterday, really did. They were after him from start to finish, put a lot of pressure. And you had to, without Marshawn Lattimore in the lineup. I thought the secondary held up pretty well, you know, because, listen, they got some big-time players with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. So, overall, you did your job. Nothing's going to be perfect. You know, sometimes fans, they didn't do this, they didn't do that. Well, you know, that's why we got a 50% divorce rate in America. No, I'm not kidding. No, if you expect
that. You're not
that,
kidding. I got no furniture in my house. I know you're not kidding.
No, listen, a lot of people expect perfection. That's not going to happen anywhere, but they expect it in a ball game. You come away with the W. Tampa's always been a strange place for the Saints to play. And I can't explain why, but it really has been sort of a mercurial spot for them. And, you know, Drew was hot, and he made the throws. Michael Thomas, again, you just marvel at it because you know they're going to throw it to him, and yet they can't stop it. And that to me, is still amazing. Of how good of a receiver he is, how he can get open when they rotate in coverages to his side of the field. Drew does give him those opportunities, but most importantly, you did something yesterday that you didn't do the week before. You won up front.
Who could not be happy
defensive
with
line?
Who could not be happy with yesterday?
Oh, I always got people. Well, the only reason that game was what it was because Winston threw four interceptions. He threw a couple passes in the end zone. They got picked off. You know, they don't have a true number two receiver opposite Michael Thomas. Well, guess what? That's just the way sports is. Nothing is perfect. Again, I repeat. That's why there's a 50% divorce rate in America.
Right, we could take a break. Probably be higher if people were willing to move on. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
I think a lot of these are conveniences where it's like, you know what? It's cheaper to stay together than it is. But look, we're getting way off on a tangent here. 260-1870 if you have any questions or Mike Dettelier, or text them to 87870 and I'll pass them along. I want to talk to you about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson when we come back. Because I think on that one deep play, he was just outrun. That guy was plenty fast. But I think he's coming on and playing pretty well is Chauncey. 6:20 more when we come back. Right now, time for WWL traffic. 6:24 WWL. It's going to be nice today, Mike. Highs of 67. Plenty of sunshine. Talking to Mike Dettelier, of course, our NFL and college football analyst, as we do every Monday morning during the season. Tomorrow, Mike, highs of 71. Plenty of sunshine. So you'll like that, I presume, huh?
Yeah.
Highs of 74.
But I like the cold weather, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I do too. You'll have to wait till Sunday for that, though. Highs of 63. Man, okay. I like throwing them doors open. You feel like you're at the stadium when you watch the game, you know, on TV.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. So some of the texts that are coming in here, and I'll read them to you. I saw this a lot lately. Why are the cornerbacks and defensive backs still arm tackling in the NFL instead of hitting with their shoulder and wrapping up? All I've seen is them hit the runner and just try to knock him down without wrapping up. It's very reminiscent of what happened in Minnesota 2 years ago. I got to tell you, I thought the Saints tackled very well yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe my TVs are bad. You know, because a lot of times, you know, players, they look for the big hit. And sometimes you do see that. They'll get into them. But, you know, I thought overall yesterday the Saints tackled pretty well. There wasn't a lot of broken tackles and taking off running downfield. I thought they did a nice job. And this is the NFL. Yeah, and
exactly.
Those guys will go through arm tackles, shoulder tackles, whatever tackles. This ain't playing in the backyard, you know, pitch and catch. This is the real McCoy. And those guys are pretty good at it, too. But I thought overall, yesterday, defensively, they tackled well.
I thought
and
so, too.
You know who I thought stepped up was Kiko Alonso,
yep.
who had played some. But, man, he made a bigger presence yesterday. Him, DeMario Davis, did a really nice job. But I was very, very impressed with their secondary. With their key guy out, you had to do some maneuvering in the secondary, and they did a nice job going up against some guys that are really good in this league.
CGJ, because I'm not going to say all that every time, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, number 22. Mm-hmm. Man, he seems to be coming on. Mike, maybe I'm looking at things I don't. And then one time he got beat. Maybe I'm seeing things that everybody else doesn't see, is what I meant to say before. But that one time he got beat, that guy ran, what, like a 4-flat 40 or something?
Yeah, Scotty Miller, actually, he actually trained down here for a little while. He's from Bowling Green. He was one of the faster players in the draft. And he ran right past Chauncey. But listen, he runs past a lot of guys.
That's what I was going to say. He can run past most of them, I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, he's pretty fast. And, you know, Gardner is a bit of a hybrid player. Chauncey really played all over the board at Florida, where he was a free safety, a strong safety, a cornerback, played in the nickel. And that's what the Saints are doing with him. They're playing him all over the board. That's a lot to digest as a rookie coming into this league. One thing about him, he plays with some swagger.
Yep.
The one bad play doesn't affect the next, and I love that in a player.
Because
you're going to have bad plays in this league. You got to be able to shrug it off and just move on. He did a good job yesterday. Also, Eli Apple. Eli played pretty well yesterday.
It seemed as though the officials were letting him play, too. Is that unique to some crews and some not? Because I didn't see a lot. I saw a lot of close plays, but, man, some of those crews would have flagged every one of them.
And, you know, that they got variances all over the place. But, and they do scout, you know, certain crews let certain things go. And sometimes certain crews, man, that they flag happy. I mean, you know, they got flags all over the place. So yesterday they sort of let them go with a lot of different things. And poor Bruce Arians. I mean, every week he's screaming. You know, Bruce used to coach here with the Saints.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He coached here under Coach Moore. You talk about a funny dude. I mean, he's a guy, if you're just sitting around and playing cards or drinking a soda pop or
cold
whatever.
One, yeah.
He's a real funny guy. But, man, the NFL takes its toll on him physically, and he's always screaming at officials. That's his deal. He can't say some of the stuff he tells you maybe privately about officials, but he's something else, and he's got a long rebuilding job in Tampa.
You know what? He might be a screamer. Maybe if he'd keep it locked in, that would be the thing that would hurt him.
Well, screaming ain't his. Screaming he does a lot of, put it to you that way.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, you got more questions for Mike Dettillier. You can text him at 870-870, and I'll pass them in. Some people are already looking ahead to next season, talking about Dennis Allen becoming a head coach again because he was a head coach at Oakland. And more questions. People are asking about LSU. We'll delve into that as well when we come back. Right now, it is time for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:45, quarter till 7, highs of 67 today. Really, if you think about partly cloudy, it is going to be a spectacular day. And tomorrow and all through the week, really. Friday, a 30% chance for showers. We won't get out of the 70s for highs all week long. Then Saturday, a 50% chance for showers, highs of 67. Now the front comes through, lows Saturday night, Sunday morning. 42 North Shore, 49 South Shore, and then highs of 63 on Sunday when the Saints take on the Carolina Panthers. Mike Dettillier, when it comes to Jameis Winston, it seemed as though the defensive line was not only able to pressure him, but they were able to contain him as well, but for one run.
That's true.
And that's got to be hard to do, is what I'm saying. What were they doing?
Well, what they tried to do was sort of box him in a little bit, like teacup him in the pocket, and force him to make that throw under pressure and not to give him a running lane to take off and get some yardage. Now, one time he did, and he's a much better athlete than people give him credit for. But they forced him to make that throw from the pocket, and you saw some indecision, and that's been the negative with Winston. His ability to make that right read and make that right throw downfield. And he'll put balls up for grabs. Now, a lot of times you don't come up with the interceptions, but this time the Saints got four on him. And so that was the key in this game, basically kind of teacup him in that pocket, make him throw, and give him a little bit of pressure that he feels it. And a lot of times he was making throws. The pressure wasn't close, but almost as though he felt it, it was real close. And that's when you ended ahead of the quarterback.
Demario Davis, I don't know that I've ever seen a football player as athletic as he is, or a linebacker at least, lately, that's as sound as he is, that tackles as well as he does, covers and pass protection as well as he does, rushes the quarterback as well as he does. This is a pretty rare player.
He's a complete football player. The strange thing is how he had bounced around this league before he got here. He really had. I mean, his journey here to the Saints, he was with a few clubs before he got here. He is no doubt the best defensive free agent ever signed in the Sean Payton era.
Totally agree.
I mean, because people, well, what about Jonathan Vilma? No, you had to trade for Jonathan. Mm-hmm. But DeMario is a guy that is smart. He's physical. He can drop in coverage. He can blitz from the inside. He plays the run well. And so, man, you got yourself something here. He is a really good football player, great leader, and the type of guy that you want in that locker room. But also, he's a big-time player out on the field.
He's got it all, man, I'm telling you. When it comes to Alvin Kamara, it would appear to me that he's back, that whatever injury he had, he's either playing through or is healed, because this was the Alvin Kamara of old.
Yeah, listen, when you got, you know, ankle and knee issues, you're not going to be the same guy. I mean, you're trying to play through it, but you're not going to be as elusive, and you're not going to have that kind of shake and bake that we had normally seen. And then all of a sudden, he put it in another gear yesterday. You saw the guy that we had seen in years past, and he is such a weapon as a receiver. Even as a decoy, a lot of times, teams, man, they go after him understanding that the ball might go there and it goes in another direction. But his ability to make you miss in open space, his field vision is phenomenal as a player. And so, yeah, he's back. And you can tell by the way he can cut and make that first man miss in space. There's any question of it, he put that to rest yesterday.
All right, let's look at it critically, because you know it's never perfect, right?
So yeah.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up here. If you're watching the tape today, or whenever they watch a tape of the Saints game, Tampa Bay, and you know we got Carolina coming up, tell me what maybe they want to look at and clean up and get corrected. Mike Dettelier is our guest, NFL and college football analyst. Somebody texted in and said the reason Winston couldn't run so fast was because he had crabs in his pants, which goes to something he did when he was at Florida State. He's kind of a mischievous little devil. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
From the WWL Rejuvenate Medical Traffic Center, I'm Joshua Dowse. Traveling in from LaPlace on I-10, heavy congestion from around I-55 to get up on the Spillway Bridge where it opens up. Then coming off into Kenner, expect another slowdown at Williams with merging delays that'll clear past the Veterans exit. No problems from there through Metairie into downtown. Causeway clear coming in from the North Shore. Traveling in from New Orleans East, I-10 delays backing up past Crowder now up to the high rise. And past the bridge, you're going to still see some slowdowns from St. Bernard getting up to the Pontchartrain Expressway. Traveling in from the West Bank, no delays on the QEP. Slowdowns approach the connection just from Terry Parkway up through the old toll plaza. Traffic brought to you by Andreas.
You know, Mike, I was watching a game last night with Carson Wentz, I guess it was, and he threw these Hail Marys at the end. He can throw a ball 60 in the air, what have you. Drew Brees doesn't have to do that. This guy's like a surgeon. What he sees and the knowledge that he has, and I guess so much experience and so much preparation. He really is an amazing quarterback, is he not?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, he's pretty good at what he does. No, listen, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, the ball sometimes comes out a little funky. You know, and sometimes he'll sidearm a throw to get it around people. But, man, he connects. And that's one thing, you know, if you're talking about working on, is to get other people involved other than Michael Thomas and Kamara. And you can see they're trying to get Jared Cook more involved. Tre'Quan Smith, he has got to be a bigger part of this offense. Mm-hmm. And you can see Drew sort of talking to him a little bit on one play. He's feeling some pressure. And Tre'Quan's still running downfield. No, when your quarterback's in trouble like that, you got to come back to the quarterback and give him a little bit of help there. Also, too, it looks as though Keith Kirkwood has gotten healthy, an opportunity to bring him back and that he could help your football team. So getting other people involved other than Thomas and Kamara, and it looks as though they've done that with Cook and getting him more involved. You got to get some of the young receivers up to snuff here because, again, some of the mistakes that they're making is almost like rookie mistakes. Mm-hmm. Come on, you should know. When your quarterback's in trouble, you got to come back to the football. And I think that's something that, again, you can practice it, but practicing ain't a game.
Right.
Okay? You got to do it in the game. And then certainly in the secondary. I think that all the mix and match they do, that's where you're going to make some mental mistakes as a player and maybe getting caught out of alignment. It's a pull and tug league, and it just depends on which crew, kind of how they call it. But you can see that also with a lot of young and talented pieces in the secondary. Until Lattimore comes back, there is going to be a lot of mix and match involved here. But your defensive line has really, really played well.
I didn't see a lot of confusion in the secondary yesterday, did you?
A little bit at times, but again, some of it has to do with the way they were playing yesterday. And, you know, not everybody's going to have Jameis Winston throwing the football. You're going to have a guy that's going to be more accurate or more consistently accurate, I guess is the best way to put it. But I thought yesterday they did a really, really nice job. And they didn't kind of hang their corners out to dry. There wasn't a lot of one-on-one situations where you saw them kind of lined up and they could try to hit a big strike downfield. It did happen to Chauncey on that one play with Miller.
But
most
fast.
Of the time they kept everything in front of them. And that, when you don't have your star corner, that's important.
I watched that play over and over, and he wasn't turned around or anything. He was just flat out outrun. But again, you got a guy who runs a 4.0 or something like that. 4.03 is going to be hard to stay up with him. Real quick, 30 seconds, looking ahead to Carolina. Well, what are you optimistic about?
Optimistic about that. People talk about how Kyle Allen was going to put his hands on this team after Cam Newton's had a lot of injury issues. Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden he was going to be a star player in this league. He came back down to earth real quick. I mean, this is back-to-back weeks. He hasn't really played that well. You got to stop Christian McCaffrey. To me, he is the big key for the Carolina Panthers, and they are still vulnerable in the secondary.
He's a load. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you again at the end of the week, and we'll listen for you this evening as you second guess with Bobby J from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. Saints Coaches Show at 6:30 from the head man, Sean Payton. Rouse's Markets Coaches Show, and then defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen, special guest. We'll be back. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.